Okay, so I want to call to order the meeting of the Pacific Affiliate Task Force for this Thursday, May 26th, and we have just called the meeting to order. I do want to mention that the second item on the agenda is to mention that the Board of Directors passed the task force motion actually at a couple of meetings ago, and the motion was addressing the issue of how the task force is going to be structured. And one of the things, and one of the items in that structure was about facilitators and co-facilitators. And it said that the task force would select a chair pro tem for the first three meetings, and then would select co-chairs, and that the facilitator needed to be a board member from the PMB. So I'd like to have some discussion about this. How do we proceed with this, you all? Putting this out to everyone.
Well, first, I think we should take a roll.
Let's take a roll then. Yes, good idea. All right.
So, first
good
I
idea.
Suggest it, and then I'm not prepared to do it, so just bear
with me. We'll take a roll call on who's on the call right now, right? So, all right, so I'm Heather Gray, and I'm one of the affiliate directors on the Board of Directors, the Board of Directors. Who else?
Jim Boyd, KPFT.
Okay.
Teresa Allen, KPFT.
Chandra Houtman, KPFA.
Tina Colbert, WBAI.
And Ursula Rudenberg, Pacifica, coming to you live from Ames, Iowa.
Yay!
All right, great. Okay, so then how should we proceed with this? Somebody give some suggestions. I hear someone else. Who's that?
This is Cynthia Johnson from Berkeley, KPFA.
Welcome!
Hi, yeah. We were just talking about you.
Oh,
welcome.
Well, my ears weren't burning, but I'm very happy to be here, and thank you all for your all the work you've done on this. I think the affiliates, it's a real honor to be on this committee because I think it's one of the most important parts of Pacifica.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. That's great.
So, Madam Chair, who's the other person from KPFA, Chandra?
Jack Kurzweil. I'm sending the secretary an email copying you, Teresa.
It's K-E-R-S-W...
No, K-U-R-Z-W-E-I-L.
Okay. And did you say that you got an excused absence from Campbell Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Hi, this is Kim. I am sorry this 5 o'clock thing just always throws me. I'm so used to 5:30.
No problem.
Well, welcome.
Where are you from, Kim?
KPFK.
KPFK, yeah.
I'm the treasurer.
Oh, yes, and you're doing a fine job.
Who's that? Who said that?
Teresa.
Why, how do you know?
Well, somebody told me.
Who? What little birdie?
I'll never say, but they said that you were working very, very hard.
Well, that's great. Great to hear.
Yeah. It's a tough
okay,
job.
So we have Cynthia and Kim. We just called the meeting to order, and we were asking for a roll call. So just so you know, we have Tina Colbert from WBAI, and Ursula is on, who's now in Iowa, right? Jim Boyd from KPFA, Chandra Houtman from KPFA, and Teresa Allen from KPFT. And Cynthia, what's your last name, Cynthia?
Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Right, and Kim also.
Cynthia, where are you from?
Oakland, California, KPFA.
KPFA. And... Are you on the board? Are you on the LSB?
I am on the local station board along with Jack. I'd forgotten that Jack had also volunteered for this.
Jack who?
Jack Kurzweil, who is also from KPFA.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you can... I wasn't aware he was on. The secretary had notified me, so he's probably unaware of the meeting. So I should have called Jessica to remind her of the meeting. So maybe you might want to help each other and remind each other of these meetings.
Yes, thank you.
I think we have one more person who just joined.
Is it one other person who just
came on? Okay, so my name is Heather Gray, and I'm with an affiliate here in Atlanta, WRFG, and also on the Pacific Board. So,
And also what?
I'm also on the Pacific Board.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm an affiliate director. So,
who is this?
Heather Gray.
Oh, Heather, hi.
Who is this? Is that Nia? Who's that?
Oh, that was Chandra.
Chandra, yes, sorry. So... We were just on the second item on the agenda and talking about the motion that just passed the board of directors.
Wait a minute. We're on the second list of agenda, and we're just taking roll?
On the agenda. It's probably the third item because we had a call to order and then we had a roll call. And before we even go to other parts of the agenda, we just need to talk about this motion passing the board of directors.
Wait a minute, have we set the agenda yet?
We have not actually set the agenda. I was hoping that we could just deal with this first and then go into the agenda, but we could change that. Does everybody have a copy of the agenda?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have.
Get it here.
I have an item that was dated, May 25th, draft agenda for affiliates. And then it says May 26, 8 p.m. with an attachment. So that's the agenda I have. But I notice on there we do not have something to review the agenda and add to the agenda, so we might want to put that on there, especially if Tim thinks he needs to add something.
Okay, so what I had sent out to folks was a call to order, selection of chair pro tem, and then down to the approval of the agenda, but certainly fine with me to change that if everyone would like to do that and first talk about what the agenda is. But so, Teresa, do you want to read out the agenda?
Okay. Let's say call to order, and then let's do approval of agenda, then selection of chair pro tem and secretary pro tem. And then, you did put approval agenda on, but you put it after selection of chair pro tem and secretary. I'm sorry.
I did.
Okay,
no problem.
I'm very sorry.
No problem.
Sorry for the confusion. So, selection of chair and secretary pro tem, then approval of agenda, then the affiliate director report, the PNB report, old business, which includes an update on the survey and an update on the portal project. Item number 7 is new business, which will include a brief discussion of the proposal for special initiative around the upcoming national elections. And that was sent on, that was the attachment that was sent out by Heather. And then item number 8 is review action items, and then item number 9 is adjourn.
Well, this is different than the agenda I'm looking at, which she sent at 3:20 this afternoon.
Right. There were some differences there. So,
all right, well, let me find that, and we can cope.
Okay, so should we use the one that I sent out earlier today? I think primarily it would be changing the approval of the agenda up to the top up there after call to order and roll call. Is that right,
well,
Sandra?
Well, I'm fine with electing a secretary pro tem before that, but I don't think it's appropriate to start discussing the motion passed at the top. That would be, you know, maybe number 5.
Okay.
But we passed the motion already. The Pacifica National Board passed the resolution, so that's kind of what is guiding us and telling us that we need to select a chair and secretary pro tem for 3 months.
Fine. Okay. Yeah, I thought you wanted to discuss it right now.
No. Just to go through this process because the motion.
Okay, so that's there just for information purposes.
Yeah, just for that.
Okay, fine.
But just to proceed with the meeting, because the motion calls for the facilitator or the chair pro tem facilitator and then pro tem secretary for the first three meetings.
Right.
After the three meetings, then there would be permanent co-facilitator selected for the rest of the year.
Uh-huh.
Is my understanding the way it goes. So, all right. So, how do we go through this selection? Who would like to make some kind of recommendation on how that's done?
Hi, this is Kathy. Excuse me. Hi. I'm calling in, but I'm actually calling because I need an excused absence. I'm still at work, and I'm not able to break away just now.
Oh.
So I won't be able to stay on this call, but I don't want to be absent either. So that's why I'm calling in.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thanks so much. All right.
I will... look for any notes that you send out and try to keep up with the progress that's being made. And sorry for just breaking into your conversation, but it was the only chance I had to make the call.
All right.
Okay, you're working hard on the fund drive, huh?
Yeah, working on the fund drive.
How's it going, Kathy?
Well, it's pretty good. I mean, we're past 700,000, so I guess.
What's your number?
Yeah, we're. I think it's 850.
Oh, great.
850,000. So, I mean, we still have a ways to go, but you know, we've got to really kick it for this last weekend.
No, well, good luck.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Bye, bye for now.
Happy.
Okay. Bye.
All right. So, someone, how do we proceed with this? Selecting the co-facilitator, or the facilitator, the secretary.
Well, my understanding is that the only people that can vote are people who've been to two previous meetings.
Mm. Oh, that's a good point.
Wow. Well, point of information, I've only been aware of one previous meeting, which wasn't even at a regular time. I just happened to see an email saying, oh, we're having an affiliates call. So I'm not sure how that could be, since we haven't even established who's on this committee yet.
Gina?
And could I just say something? This is Cynthia with KPFA. Could people please say their name briefly before they speak?
Okay, that was Kim from KPFK.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Teresa. I would think that the understanding is that beginning with the first meeting, if you have been nominated by your local station board, then you are on, I would think. And I think we should ask Dina or Chandra how we would handle people that are not members of LSBs that might pop in. What if they pop in on the first meeting? How do you expect to handle that?
I would like to respond as per the motion that was approved. People like me are just as eligible to be members of the task force as LSB members. There's no requirement that you be an LSB member to be on the task force.
But doesn't it say in there that you have to attend three meetings to start voting?
But it has nothing to do with if you're on, you said about non-LSB members. It has nothing to do with whether you're an LSB or a non-LSB member. I'm just wanting to clarify that point.
Kim, do a sec.
Yes.
The way we're kind of working at our local committee meetings is that people show up 1, 2, and 3, and by the third meeting, then you've established who's going to be on the committee. I mean, this is all kind of loosey-goosey. I mean, if nobody can vote unless they've all been to three meetings and we haven't had three meetings, well, then we kind of, you know.
Ursula, can I?
Again, would you please identify yourself so I can get a sense of who you are?
KMK, KPFK.
Okay, I should recognize your name, yeah.
This is Ursula. Heather, I'd like to speak.
Yes, please. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I would just like to suggest, so I mean, we can get stuck here going around in a circle. So since this is a temporary position and we're starting the process from scratch, I would propose that somebody on this meeting just make a motion, and that people be, that we just go ahead and nominate people to fill this temporary role and just move on with the understanding that this is just to fill in a temporary gap.
I agree with that.
Sounds good.
Madam Chair, Teresa?
Yes.
Yeah.
That will work unless we have two people competing for a position, and then you have to vote.
Well, that's what I'm
that's
saying, and then we just vote on it and just move on.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I move that everyone that's on this meeting right now, today, and anyone who has notified me that they were elected by their local station board be considered members of this committee, voting members at this point.
I would like to amend that motion. Do I have to wait for it to be approved?
Well, you have to wait. I don't think you're required to have seconds in committee, so.
Yeah. If we're not following Robert's rules in this, but.
I would like to amend it that anybody who has volunteered to serve on the task force, including non-LSB members who are affiliated with a Pacifica station or an affiliate station, and then the same text that Teresa just read.
So are there any objections? Are there any objections to that?
Yeah, Kim to the stack.
Yeah.
Some people who have signed up may or may not ever show up. So I don't think we can say, oh, people who haven't shown up and haven't contacted us are, you know, on the committee and voting members. Because if they haven't shown up after three times, they're not on the committee or the task force, and they never will be. I mean, they can show up, but they're not really qualified to vote. So we can't really make a ruling for people who aren't present. I don't, not that we want to exclude them, but the final committee task force roster will be set at the third meeting.
This is Ursula.
Yes, Ursula, go ahead.
I would like to just suggest that our goal here is really to have this meeting tonight and to have meetings for the next 2 months so that we just allow the people that have shown up for this meeting to go ahead and vote for a temporary chair so that we can actually have the meeting and not worry about defining anything beyond that, just to allow us to move forward with having a meeting.
Okay, so let's take a vote on Teresa's motion, and all voted against it, so we can just vote for a secretary pro tem and deal with the other stuff.
With Chandra's amendment.
Let's abandon the whole thing. I mean, there's a motion on the table. Let's just all vote that we don't want to deal with this right now, and just elect a secretary pro tem and move on with the agenda.
This is Heather. I just want to jump in here for a moment because it seems that there are a lot of opinions about this, and I think I agree that rather than addressing all of this evening, that if it's something that we could share in emails and some discussion so that we could come up with some kind of consensus at the next meeting. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Sure what the discussion is about. I mean, the membership has been defined in the structure. We just need to create an interim chair, that's all.
Theoretically, Teresa just introduced a motion. Maybe she wants to withdraw it. Maybe that's possible, so we can you know, just move on to selecting a secretary.
We don't
need why don't you withdraw it?
Yeah, because we don't need a motion.
Excuse me. I do have a problem with Chandra's amendment because somebody like John Murphy, for example, with your amendment, as I understand it, you would make him a voting member today when he hasn't even expressed whether
no,
he's going to serve.
No, no.
Okay, but
no.
Listen to my resolution one more time. I move that everyone attending the meeting now and those voted by the LSBs and PNB to serve on this task force be considered voting members today.
Well, I object to that motion because the criteria of the task force motion that was approved by the PNB is that in order to be, well, you can be a member, but you can't be a voting member. So I guess if you want to clarify that, then I have no problems with it.
Okay. Do you have a problem that if you have more than one candidate for chair, we're going to need to vote, and somehow we have to make sure who's voting members today?
Everybody who's here today is a voting member for Secretary Pro Tem. Please.
Okay. So are you saying, Chandra, that you just want to you don't want to mention anyone that's not on the call? Your amendment is that everybody's on call today gets to vote? Is that what you're saying?
For purposes of voting, yes.
Okay.
For purposes of membership, that's a different issue.
Okay, well then I guess I can change my amendment that everyone attending the meeting now be considered eligible to vote today.
Mm-hmm.
And Madam Chair, you might want to ask if there are any objections.
Yeah, are there any objections to that?
This is Michie. I have a number of points to raise. First of all, that is inconsistent with the with you all's motion. Resolution that was passed by the board. One, more than that is the list of people who are cited on the committee list. Who are they? Where are they? And how are they contacted?
Are
and how many
speaker,
meetings?
Excuse me. Are you on a speakerphone? Because it's hard to hear you.
Yes, I am on a speakerphone, and I will be until 9 o'clock. If you'd like me to repeat my question, I will do that.
Oh, it's just that there's an echo, that's all.
And I hate to sound repetitive, but would people mind just saying their name and maybe their station? This is Cynthia from KPFA.
Madam Chair, Teresa on the staff.
Yes.
This is Teresa Allen, KPFT. I don't care what we do. I can appreciate Athea's concern. That's why I just wanted to clear up who was a voting member at this time, even though they might not be on the call. Because I'm thinking that if Jack, for example, has been nominated to committee, has been expressed an interest in the task force, then he's on. But and I think that's what Athea wants to get clarified.
Mm-hmm.
But however the body wants.
But Athea can speak for herself and would appreciate it if someone would
answer
the question.
Sorry, I was just trying to answer your question.
Hi, this is Campbell. I'm on the line.
Oh, hi, Campbell. Glad you could join us. I wasn't sure.
Is this meeting being streamed?
Yes, it is.
Okay. The resolution says when voting is involved, only task force members who have attended three consecutive meetings, the meeting of the vote and two meetings immediately prior to the vote, shall be allowed to vote. This being the first meeting, it seems to me that there has to be some device that allows the selection because you can't comply with the terms of the resolution.
I think that's a dilemma that we face here. This is Heather. I think that's a dilemma that we face here because this is the first meeting that we've had since this was passed the board. So The question is, how do we proceed? One of the things, I don't know if this makes a difference, but in the motion that passed the board, it doesn't say elect, it just says select. And this is a temporary position, so it's for the first three meetings. So is there anything that we could do about that? Can someone say anything about that?
Oh, this is Teresa. I have a comment.
Yes.
This is Teresa for KPFT. The way we handle it is when people are nominated or selected by LSB to serve, for example, the LSB to serve on a committee, for example, everyone who attends the first meeting is a voting member. Now, if people join let's say an affiliate person comes in the next meeting or comes in 2 months, you would ask that person wait three meetings before they're allowed to vote. I'm thinking the assumption is when in the motion that the requirement of attending three consecutive meetings is for a person who hasn't made up their mind at the beginning of the year when the PNB puts people on the committee, because basically the whole purpose of the task force is to serve the PNB.
Point of information?
Yes.
Who are the people listed in as members of this committee on the calendar? How did they get there, and how are they contacted?
Point of information, who else from KPFK is on that list?
Let's see, KPFK, KPFK, it seems you're the only person, Kim.
Oh, really?
From KPFK.
Okay.
This is Teresa.
Are you aware of other people? Oh, no, I'm sorry, Sequoia Olivia Mercer?
Oh, Mercier, Sequoia, yeah. Yeah, I doubt if she'll be showing up. But is she on the list to be contacted? Anyone here who's interested?
Yes, everybody who has been listed as a task force member is on the list.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Did she volunteer or was she elected?
I can't hear you. You were breaking up.
Did she volunteer or was she elected?
I think we volunteered. I don't think there was enough of a rush to be on this committee for there to be an election. I think the only hot committee was technology, where we had a beauty pageant.
So is there a way we can move forward with this? Can someone make some recommendations for just this evening to come up with some selection for a secretary and chair?
Well, I have a motion on the floor.
Yes. And would you repeat the motion?
The motion is that everyone attending the meeting now be considered a voting member today, so we can, in parentheses, so we can select chair and secretary pro tem.
Praise the Lord. I second that. Let's go.
So if there are no objections, we'll move forward.
Point of information. Point of information. Yeah, I would suggest that the last word today be stricken, so that, you know, at our next meeting, we could have same voters. We don't have everybody having to be counted first and second and third time and whatnot like that, but that we're starting with a slate of eligible voters, and that, you know, we'll move forward from there, and new people joining, you know, would be the understanding. But I think the only change in the motion would be to drop that the last today that was stated as part of the motion. Okay?
Is that all right, everyone?
Can you read it again?
I would object to that. No one, still no one answered my question with regard to the people listed on the membership list how they got there, how they're contacted. I think that we're going to do to maximize their opportunity to participate.
I couldn't understand that. I'm sorry. Is that Afia talking?
Yes, it is.
Afia, I'm sorry. It was breaking up. I just didn't hear.
Breaking up a whole lot, yeah.
That's the same as everyone, unless there's something you can do to change it, perhaps? Change your phone reception somehow?
No, I'm not changing until 9 o'clock when I get my minutes changed.
That's better. So what did you say? Could you repeat it again, please?
I said that I take exception to dropping the characterization or the limitation of today, especially in light of the fact that no one has answered the question of how the committee populated, or at least the committee list is populated, whether or not the folks on that list have adequate notice and are fully aware and thus able to participate. You know, I mean, the
sorry,
whole
you're just up.
I couldn't understand.
Okay, this is Kim. This is Kim to the sec. Kim, what I understand her to say is she wants to leave the today in because we still haven't figured out how we're really going to populate it. So we're just making this rule for today so we can move on and try and do something. So she's in favor of leaving the word today in so we don't have to figure out how it's going to be from now to eternity. And we can deal with this next time. Okay?
Campbell, are you okay with that? We can address this later on at the next meeting.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was in the motion that passed the PNB that populating the thing would be rather clear. I thought that was part of the motion that passed PNB. So
apparently not.
This is just the start. This is the very first meeting, which is creating some problems in that it says the past three meetings that people have to attend. So that's what we're dealing with here, I think.
Point of I understand that.
So if we could just go ahead. Yes, point of order. Who was that?
This is Teresa.
Teresa, yeah.
I'd like to ask Afia Kim was kind of interpreting for her. Is that what Afia's concern is?
That is, Kim accurately described my concern. Still, I would like to know how to be in touch with the people who are listed as members of this committee. Who has the connection for those people? And why is it available to everybody on the committee?
My understanding is
that I think it's a question of notice to people. I think that's what Afia is saying, if I'm correct. But it really would be good if we could just move forward here and then
subsequent
meetings be addressing these issues, because I know they're going to come up again. So there is a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. So unless there's objections by the majority of the group here, could we move forward?
Without objection.
And Madam Chair?
Yeah.
I will be happy, to the best of my ability, to get everyone's contact information and send it out to everyone.
Great. That's wonderful. Good. All right. So we're moving forward. We want to select a Secretary Pro Tem. Are there nominations?
Well, are there volunteers?
Teresa Allen, well, are we talking about chair first?
Well, I said secretary, but let's do the secretary. Is there a nomination?
Let's do the chair first.
We'll do the chair first. Is there a nomination for the chair? The chair pro tem.
This is Teresa Allen. I nominate Heather Gray as chair pro tem.
Second.
Right,
are there any other volunteers?
Move the nominations be closed.
Okay. So you all need to tell me, and that I'm new to the task force, we don't ask for a vote. We just, how do we proceed?
With the nomination, if the nominations are closed, then Heather is it.
All right. Well, that's not it. You say, you know, I see. Unless there are objections, I suppose.
Doesn't somebody say no objections or something
right.
like that?
Right, objection.
All right. Thank you.
Well, first you have to ask for objections.
Are there objections? Are there objections?
No.
All right. So thank you. So we'll move forward to the Secretary Pro Tem. Are there nominations for the Secretary Pro Tem?
Is there a volunteer?
Volunteer. Thank you.
This is Teresa Allen. I would be happy to serve as Secretary Pro Tem.
Thank you, Teresa.
Move the nominations be closed.
All right. Great. So, all right. Congratulations, Teresa. So,
without objection. Okay.
Yeah. Are there objections? Okay, so congratulations yet again. So the next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. And I hope everyone has a copy of this, but we have the approval of the minutes, or looking at the minutes that were also sent out to everyone. I hope everyone got them. I want to say something about the review of the action items from the last meeting. The affiliate director's report, from Ursula, PNB report, old business, an update on the survey, an update on the portal project briefly, and some new business, which is a proposal that I sent out about some special programming. Could we move to approve the agenda? Are there objections? Are there additions?
This is Kim. I'm confused about minutes from a meeting that didn't really happen, and you know what kind of business was conducted then.
Which
I mean, just procedurally, this is kind of the first meeting, as far as I can tell.
No, we met all last year.
But that was last year. We're in the new year.
That was last year.
I think
your point is well taken. There was a meeting in April, but it was just somehow a real immediate decision. I don't know if it was just a fluke or what, but there was a meeting. So actually, some of the issues that were discussed at that meeting we'll be talking about, which is the survey primarily. So there's really not a need actually to approve minutes from the last meeting. Just if you all could take a look at them if you're so inclined at some point. And I agree with that from now on, that we should have some kind of process for doing that. So I agree that it could be left out.
Well, only that if there were things, I didn't really look at the minutes, but if there were things that were discussed, then we could put them on as new business. Basically, because everything's new business right now.
It's true. All I'm saying is that as far as the approval of the minutes are concerned, if people are inclined to take a look at those from the last time, and then I'm agreeing that we can move forward from today on. Some of the things that we discussed at the last meeting in April, we're going to discuss in old business, which that is old business because we discussed it the last time, which is the survey that we're going to touch on briefly.
This is Jim from KPFT. Why don't you just call the notes from quasi meeting?
Yeah, good idea.
The notes, the quasi meeting. Yes, please look at the notes from the quasi meeting. Yeah. All right.
This is Teresa. May I comment?
Yes, please.
I didn't have anything to do with calling that meeting, but it was streamed, and so I think we need to have minutes for it. And I think I put something in the minutes to the effect that that there was an issue of not enough notice, but.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are a task force and not a committee, and because we didn't really vote on any resolutions to actually go to the national board, I don't understand why we couldn't just, I mean, why we have to give it a special name.
I agree.
You see, is that?
Afia?
Does
that a comment?
Yes, I do. One of the problems with this formation is consistently that the structure, process, and rules are made up as we go along, as is convenient to whomever. And it seems to me that having gotten this resolution passed, that it ought to be at a minimum the baseline, if not the or the task force's structure and process as it was represented to the PMB as being. In which instance, while there might be a report of an unofficially called meeting lacking notice and the official convener, it would add nothing but further confusion to suggest that it were, that it had minutes and therefore was formal body.
Madam Chair?
Sandra.
Yes, go ahead.
Can I go on
Campbell?
Back after Campbell?
Campbell and then Dina?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Campbell, go ahead.
Yes. I think that throughout this process, throughout my engagement with the task force, we have operated in a fashion that has been, as I would say, as consistent with Robert's rules and proper procedure as any other entity within Pacifica that I'm familiar with. And I think that, you know, we've kept in mind that our orientation is towards making progress, towards moving forward. We have, I think, a rather detailed kind of set of recommendations that were approved by the PMB, and we also have put together a work plan last year that we're commencing to, you know, implement this year. I have to take exception that, you know, I don't think we're operating in as much of an ad hoc fashion as has been just suggested. And, you know, I would urge us to just continue to move forward and continue to make progress. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. Dina?
It was Chandra, not Dina.
Oh, I'm so, my apology, Chandra.
Chandra, KPFA. I just want to suggest that, first of all, that we are a task force. We're not a committee, so we're not bound by Robert's rules and all, you know, a whole lot of, you know, procedural requirements. And my goal is just to see that the task force move forward in any direction, but let's just move. And can we just agree that we want to go forward from here, and, you know, whatever we'll do tonight. And we had a discussion last month, and why don't we just use that as a guidance for, you know, for issues that we want to address. And it's, there's no formal, you know, mechanism for, you know, saying that this shouldn't be an issue or should be an issue. But, you know, it's issues that were raised, and let's just move from there. I mean, you know, otherwise we'll be debating this and we'll never get anywhere.
Not true. So,
If I might mention just one thing that might be helpful for the body, and that would be either I could send out another copy. I'm back. I'm home now, and or the someone else could maybe
Ursula might have a copy of the work plan that we had developed previously, and we can look at that, see if that's something we want to go forward with, and the structure comments that we had made in that regard. And, you know, we can just continue moving forward. There may be some other. I think there were several other documents also that had predated that, that I believe Dina and Chandra had been involved in preparing. And I don't know if we'd want, do we have a place on a group yet? But I think that everyone should have the same kind of information so that we're all working, you know, from the same base.
Teresa on the staff, Madam Chair.
Yes, Teresa.
Okay.
Go ahead.
As I understand it, we're under approval of agenda. And as I understand it, Kim Kaufman mentioned the meetings of the April, the minutes of the April meeting. Now,
right.
It's not in a resolution form, so we're just having a general discussion about the minutes under approval of agenda. And we don't have approval of minutes on the agenda. So
yes, I did put it on another one that I sent out, and I'm going to apologize to everyone because the reason I did this is I'm just sort of thinking the way I would normally do a meeting, right?
Okay.
And it's also true that this is the first meeting since the motion passed the board, so we are talking about a new kind of thing here. So these are past minutes, but we're being reformulated now, so it's kind of different. And I know that there are quite a few people here at the meeting tonight who were not in that meeting, and so please, if you all would bear with me, just consider this as something that we'll be using in subsequent meetings, and it does not have to be used tonight.
Okay, Madam Chair.
Not all that. Yes, go ahead. Yes,
I don't have a copy of that item. You said you sent it around 3 o'clock today. I don't have
I will
that
send
agenda.
It to you right
you
now.
Might want, okay.
Right now.
The question is, are we on approval of the minutes right now, or are we on approval of agenda?
No, well, I'm actually the approval of agenda. So,
okay, and if approval of minutes comes later?
Well, it might or might not, but I'm asking that we even don't worry about that this evening.
Okay, well, I move that we postpone approval of those minutes until our next meeting, and I will resubmit them, and I will say that they are minutes of an unofficial meeting.
Okay.
I would suggest they be referred. This is the C. I would suggest they be referred to as a discussion on unofficial meeting. That would be the most accurate characterization.
You want to call it an unofficial discussion?
Discussions at an unofficial meeting.
Okay.
I
well, the issue I have with it, that is this.
Which would not require any action by this body since the body was not constituted at the time.
Okay, but the problem is this. We have been meeting on the second Thursdays for at least the last 4 years.
Right.
And on a regular basis. And the meeting was not convened since the face-to-face meeting in February. There was nothing wrong with us convening a meeting, even though the official convener did not call that meeting. It really wasn't a discussion. It was a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been unofficial according to your interpretation, but I thought it was worthwhile and actually necessary for us to start meeting because we had no idea if we ever would get to meet, and we would like to conduct business.
Kim to the stack.
Campbell to the stack.
Yes. Yes, Kim, and then Campbell.
I thought it was a discussion. I thought it was unofficial. It was like at a weird time. You know, I don't even know who was noticed about it. I just happened to see it. It didn't seem like a real meeting, and we didn't, you know, we just kind of discussed ideas. That's my recollection of it.
Who was the other person on the staff? I'm sorry.
Campbell,
go ahead.
Yes. I'd hate to hear anything get reported to the PMB that, oh, the Affiliates Task Force is not doing anything, it's in disarray, et cetera, when that is not the case at all. And what I would suggest, in fact, what I will do is I move that these notes and minutes be tabled for our next meeting when everyone has had an opportunity to review them, to review the veracity of them, and to see whether or not these are things that they would consider to be, you know, actual business being taken care of. So if there's a second, we've got to move, I guess.
Point of information?
Yes.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa, and as Secretary,
yeah.
I think that it seems like Campbell was not only reading his resolution, but he was kind of motivating it at the same time. So, Campbell, would you like to just briefly state your resolution?
Oh.
Or your motion.
I was just moving that these discussions pertaining to notes and minutes be tabled until our next meeting, when everyone will have had an opportunity to review them and determine for themselves the veracity of them.
Cynthia from KPFA seconds that motion.
Okay, we have a second. Are there any objections? All right, so we're going to move forward.
Yes, I object. The question is not whether or not the report of the discussion accurate. The question is there the official nature of them? And given the fact that this is the first meeting, they cannot be the official minute in the official sense of the word, which is a word of art and has a very specific meaning, cannot be applied to them. So it's that the objection is not that the report is made. The objection is how the report is characterized.
This is the silliest discussion I've ever heard.
Yeah.
On this task force.
Yeah.
How long have you been at Pacifica, Chandra? This is too silly. Maybe silly, but I don't know.
This is John. How do I put this on mute?
Pound one. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. So I'd like to move forward if possible.
Yes.
I don't know if we have an objection. If there are no other objections, there's just one objection out of the entire group, I'm going to move forward. Yes, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Madam Chair, I believe that presumably a motion to table doesn't engage too much.
There is a motion, yes.
And so what I think that if you felt that need be, you know, even though there's just one objection, it seems, that this would be put to a, you know, that you would call the roll on the, or call for a vote on this. And
okay, so I would. I think that's an excellent idea. I think that's an excellent idea. So, Teresa, let's just call the roll here. Have you got all the names?
When you're in a committee, you can't stop discussion as long as somebody has an additional comment unless they start to repeat. The motion that it's read is to table discussion of April minutes until the June meeting, giving members an opportunity to review and determine the veracity of them.
Okay. So there was one objection. So do we call the vote?
Okay, let's call the roll.
My objection was not to whether or not you tabled whatever. You don't have minutes. There's the language. You don't. There are no minutes because this is the first meeting.
Kim to the stack.
This is the issue.
Yes, Kim. Yes.
I'm sorry. I had said that a while ago, and I was on mute. I mean, I made my case and won my case, but I was on mute. So here I go again. I also do not think that was a legitimate meeting. They were notes of an ad hoc meeting that some people were notified of and some people showed up for. And that, I mean, it doesn't matter whether, you know, the veracity of them. This was not a legitimate meeting. It just wasn't. It was an impromptu kind of, you know, if you're around and got nothing better to do, jump on this call kind of thing.
Madam Chair.
I think we should go ahead with the vote. Orders of the day.
Yeah. Campbell, would you please consider changing your motion to read thus? We move that to table discussion of the minutes of the April ad hoc meeting until the June meeting, giving members the opportunity to review and determine the veracity of them. Is that okay? Instead of calling it a meeting, call it an ad hoc meeting.
Calling them minutes, just call them the notes. That would solve the whole problem.
This is the thing, because I know what's going to happen is that I'm going to hear in a PNB meeting that the affiliates task force has been doing nothing when we, as last year, had been engaged in a lot of very serious work, accomplishing some very positive kinds of things. And, you know, now is the beginning of setting the stage for that sort of dismissal of the work that's been undertaken. I think we should just go ahead with the vote, please.
Okay. We're going to go ahead with the
vote. Campbell, Jack, I'm sorry, this is not a vote to impress the PNB. The fact is, it is the end of May, and the fact is, this is the first meeting we've had. You know, I don't care how the PNB views it. That's not my concern. You know, that's irrelevant. We're doing what we feel is right for the situation we find ourselves in.
Madam Chair, please, this is Teresa. Please put me on the stack.
Yes, please. Go ahead, Teresa.
Kim, I differ with you. Technically, this is the first meeting after the resolution was passed, but there was nothing to keep us from holding a meeting prior to the convener, but because the convener wasn't convening, so a meeting was held. But this is the first meeting after the resolution. But there's nothing wrong with having met prior. Actually, we met in February also.
Well, I never even knew about that.
This is Chandra for the stack, whenever.
Meeting was posted.
I'd like some recommendations to people on how we could move forward. I have a
recommendation.
Yes, go ahead, Chandra.
throw out whatever happened and just, just let's move forward. We've spent an hour and 10 minutes debating this when we could have been discussing issues. And
absolutely.
So, I would like to see us talk about something tonight and get something accomplished.
Thank you. I want to ask Campbell a question along that line, because it's true that this is now a new task force because it's based on the resolution that's passed. And I must tell you all that the meeting in April was the first one that I had attended. I thought it was really quite good and very constructive. And albeit we found out later the piece that it happened, but it was a past structure. This is new. So if we can sort of make that demarcation and just move forward the way it is now, and not really worry about these minutes from that last meeting, is that okay? And people can look at it, of course, because they receive the minutes, and it might inform them on how we move forward. To me, it was a meeting, but other people have different interpretations. But is that okay with you, Campbell? We can just move forward now?
Well, I would say okay if I hadn't spent a year on this PNB hearing about how the affiliates task force was in disarray, et cetera, and I don't want to hear any kind of justification or rationalization being put forward in that regard in the future. I don't think that we need to defend the positive kinds of things that we're accomplishing.
Madam Chair,
I agree with that. I agree.
Teresa,
yeah.
Please. I ask that Campbell, please, allow me to add the words ad hoc in front of that meeting and that we take a
fine
vote according to his resolution.
Fine.
So can we take a vote, Madam Chair?
You.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll take a vote.
It moves that we table discussion of the minutes of the April ad hoc meeting until the June meeting, giving members the opportunity to review and determine the veracity of them. Okay. So, Chandra Hopman?
Ask if there are any objections so we can cut this short.
Are there any objections? I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. Are there any objections?
I don't know how to respond to that in that there was no the use of the word minutes has a specific meaning, and that since there was no formal meeting, then the use of the term is inappropriate.
And that's not
accurate.
Determine your vote.
Madam Chair,
so I'm going to ask that we move forward with
that.
I know that we have one objection, but we are in the vote. So, Teresa, go ahead.
Chandra Hopman?
I don't know what I'm voting for, but I'm for it, whatever. I'm moving forward.
Yes, means that we table these minutes discussing.
Fine, whatever,
you.
Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay,
Kim Kaufman?
I'm not on mute. I vote for it.
Okay. Teresa Allen says yes. Kathy Davis is excused. Nia is not here. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. Afia Wangaza?
So I'm kind of like Chandra. I don't know what the question is, since there was, so I would abstain in that there are no minutes to be saving. And I would ask that the record reflect that objection.
Can we vote yes, Norman?
Not as an objection.
So she's abstaining. She is abstaining, I think.
Okay, abstained. And ask that, her objection and that it be recorded that she objected to the word minutes.
Okay.
Jim Boyd?
Yes.
Okay. Dina Colbert?
Yes.
Cynthia Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. And Heather Gray? You vote?
I can vote as chair. Yes, I'll vote, yes.
Okay. Is there anyone whose name I didn't call?
John.
This is Ursula. I vote yes, too.
Okay. And who's John who?
Brinkley from BAI.
Welcome.
Welcome, John.
I'm sorry, John. I didn't get you down. Okay. Thank you. So, John, you say, what is your vote?
Yes, let's move on.
Okay. The motion passes, Madam Chair.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. So, we'll go to the review of the action items have on the agenda here. I just want to mention that the two action items that were asked at this last meeting, whatever we call it, was that we send a note to the Board of Directors at the task force, send a note to the Board of Directors asking that the Board reconsider the motion that was before it from the task force, which they ultimately did, and also that we hold a meeting on the survey, which took place as well. So Ursula will talk a little bit about that.